one a force of nature. There is a significant universal shift in 1935. In the midst of the Great Depression, and 9 months before the Great Hurricane of 1935, A.L. Lewis welcomed his first great-grandchild into the world, Marvin Elizabeth Betch, on January the 13th. This was just weeks before he officially opened American Beach on January the 31st, seemingly gifting her a legacy she was destined to preserve and protect. Although Marvin was only 12 when A.L. Lewis died, it was she, amongst all of his descendants, who laid claim to and helped sustain his and American Beach's legacy. Born in Jacksonville, Florida, Marvin was the oldest child of John Thomas Betch and Mary Frances Lewis Betch. Her mother was the pianist and organist and choir director at Mount Olive AME Church, so there was a piano in the Betch household. Marvin and her sister Johnetta took piano lessons before enrolling in school. Their younger brother John discovered a passion for the drums and went on to become a professional jazz drummer. After A.L. Lewis transitioned in 1947, the Betch family moved to Jacksonville's Sugar Hill, a somewhat insulated, wealthy area that was never completely protected from the indignations of racism. Even with her family's economic status, Marvin was not shielded from the impact of discrimination and injustice. Dr. Johnetta Betch Cole.
While class might soften to some extent the racism our family experienced in the segregated South, class never trumped race. And thus we, like all Black folks, were victims of the horrific system of racism and racial segregation that was the rule all over the South.
When Marvin graduated from high school, she enrolled in the prestigious Oberlin Conservatory of Music in Oberlin, Ohio. She was admitted as a piano major, but a performance from Giuseppe Verdi's opera, Aida, changed her life, and she became a double major in piano and voice. She graduated from Oberlin in 1955 and set her sights on becoming a world-renowned concert and opera diva. At the tender age of 20, she traveled to Europe in search of her musical destiny. Her first stop was Paris, where she studied with the legendary African-American tenor and composer, Roland Hayes.